A Nashville Democrat wants to keep the city from closing General Hospital by order of state law. The bill would require that Nashville maintain a full-service public hospital, WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
If nothing else, Representative Harold Love Jr. says his proposal should broaden the current discussion beyond how much local tax money it takes to subsidize the safety net facility.
We're often able then to get more information from every department about the financial impact of that particular bill, right? So this also, I think, will be helpful as we have conversations from the state about the impact that Metro General has upon the health care of the entire state and the city of Nashville specifically.
Mayor Megan Berry proposed closing inpatient services and restructuring the hospital to focus on outpatient care for the uninsured. However, hospital officials have argued that closure would forfeit both state and federal funding that currently helps offset the cost of indigent patients. Representative Love acknowledges that he's frequently complained that the legislature too often bigfoot cities like Nashville on what should be local issues, but he says this would be an appropriate use of state law. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.